Good morning. Denny Heflin here in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency with the USDA report for this week. Well, one last reminder to area producers that if you have not completed your 2018 crop acreage report at your FSA office, Monday the 16th is the final date. Certifications received after that date will be assessed a late fee of $46 minimum per farm. And if you have not done your reports, please contact your FSA office. These annual acreage reports are required in order to maintain program eligibility for ARC, PLC, market loans, LDPs, and CRP. Also, producers with organic crops need to remember that they need to certify their crops by that same July 16th deadline. Iowa State University has scheduled a series of 17 farmland leasing meetings throughout western Iowa. These workshops will be 3 hours in length, and attendees will receive a 100-page leasing arrangement book. There is a $20 registration fee, and participants are requested to make their registrations at least 2 days in advance by calling the ISU Extension and Outreach Office hosting the meeting. For producers here in Audubon, that phone number is 712-563-4239. The meeting in this immediate area will be on Tuesday, August 14th, and will be held at the Elkhorn Town Hall at 9 o'clock in the morning. There are other sites available, so if you cannot make it on the 14th, contact your ISU office for other dates, locations, and times. CRP participants must maintain approved cover on their acreages of CRP. Participants are responsible for ensuring that adequate cover is maintained on their farms to control erosion throughout the life of the contract, and they must also control undesirable vegetation, such as noxious weeds, at all times that may pose a threat to the existing cover or adversely impact other landowners in the area. CRP maintenance activities for spot treatment of acreage is always allowed during the summer months during the primary nesting season. Producers needing to perform that maintenance activity on their CRP acres during this season should contact their FSA office, identify the area needed on a map, and make the request to perform the activity. The county offices are cooperating with the county weed commissioners to jointly complete field visits and spot checks of CRP acreage that are reported as having noxious weeds such as thistles, sunflowers, cockleburrs, etc. So take a drive by your CRP and determine if any mowing or spraying may be necessary, and if so, be a good neighbor. Contact your FSA office for authorization to mow or spray, and take care of the situation before someone might report you to the county weed commissioner. Another note on CRP is, as part of a 33-year ongoing effort to protect sensitive lands and improve water quality, the USDA has resumed accepting applications for a limited number of practices until August 17th. FSA stopped taking applications last spring for the CRP continuous enrollment. This pause gave them time to determine the number of acres that we do not exceed the 24 million acre cap set by law. This new limited practice availability and short sign-up period will help ensure that if you are a landowner that has sensitive acreage, you have the opportunity to enroll those acres into CRP now. Currently, the CRP enrollment is at 22.7 million acres. For this year's sign-up, the limited priority practices include grass waterways, grass filter strips, riparian buffers with trees, and wetland restorations. Updated soil rental rates will be used to determine the annual rental payments, which are more reflective of the current values for soil for cash rent for the soils. There will not be any incentive payments, as done so in the past, as part of this new sign-up. USDA will not open a general sign-up this year in 2018. However, a one-year extension will be offered to those participants having CRP expiring that have not been in CRP for longer than 14 years. Producers eligible for an extension received a letter with information pertaining to their options the first part of June, and they should be contacting their FSA office now. Remember, that deadline is August 17th, and there will be no exceptions to that date. All requests need to be processed and signed by the close of business on August 17th. There will be no exceptions, so start now if you are interested. In closing, for more information or clarification on any of the topics on today's program, always feel free to contact your local FSA office. Here in Audubon, our phone number is 712-563-4261, extension 2, or you can stop by and see us in person at 900 4th Avenue, which is located one block east of the National Guard Armory. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with updates and reminders from USDA. Have a great day. Thanks for listening, and stay cool. Remember to attend your county fair for this fair in Audubon County. That will begin next week on Wednesday. Talk to you next week.